No warm welcome for you today, pet. Your mistress has an ache so deep within her. She needs a hungry cock to make it go away. But oh no, you don't get this dripping, wet cunt so easily. You are going to work for every inch. You're going to work for every taste. And when I find you worthy, mistress will let you fill her with your hot cum. Sit. Good boy. Be still. So still as I stroke your face with my supple breasts. I enjoy that smile. That happy smile that widens as my nipple dances across your lips. Kiss my breasts. So delicately. I adore the way you worship my tits. Every time your kiss envelops my nipples, it steals my breath. It is like electricity jolting down my body, teasing my clit. Feel my hands stroking your head buried in my chest. Feel that true joy in my voice as I tell you how good you're being. Watch your mistress as I stand on your seat and hook my leg over your shoulder, giving you full view of that glistening honey pot that you need more than anything else in the world. Oh, you like that? Yeah? You want to taste it, don't you? Feel my juices on your mouth? You're already licking your lips in anticipation. Already imagining the tip of your tongue exploring my folds. Then be a good boy, Jack, and tell me that you want it. Beg me. Tell me that you need my pussy. Tell me how important it is to you. That nothing else compares. There is nothing else. That every drop missed racks your being with pain. All that exists is the fact that you are inches from soothing me, making my ache go away. I reach down and give your pulsing thickness a squeeze to have you snap to attention. Kiss it, I command you. Kiss my pussy, baby. That brief touch makes my eyes roll and I grit my teeth. I almost lost my patience. I begin grinding my wet pussy on your mouth like a wild animal. I could have drowned you in orgasm after luscious orgasm. Now say thank you for the privilege. Good boy. Again, I command. Another kiss, another thank you. I shudder and grasp your head tightly. Again. We dance a tango of kisses, thanks, and shivers until I'm panting and humping your kisses. But you do not get this sweet pussy just yet, you naughty, naughty boy. Carry me to bed. Rejoice in my happy laugh. Feel honored that it's my hand that gives your ass a playful slap on the way. When you set me gingerly on the edge of the bed, I command you to stand still and quiet before me, at attention, like my good boy should. Feel my lips purr the words against your chest as I tell you to be perfectly motionless. I will forgive you when you quiver in delight, when I flick my tongue across your nipple. I will not forgive you, though, as you cry out in pleasure when I mark your collarbone with my teeth. You bad, bad boy. I stand there quietly. Now you will have to make up for it. Will you be good this time? Good. I will mark your earlobe and whisper, "This is mine." I will bite your bottom lip and suck on it playfully, telling you this is mine. I will gnaw and suck on your neck until it leaves a bruise that lasts for days. That is mine. I then nibble and suck on your chest. This is mine. I drag and kiss my tongue down across your stomach until I come to that juicy cock, wrapping my fingers around it. This is mine. I nibble along your shaft ever so delicately. Should I mark this too? I tease. I kiss the tip, then let you slide across my tongue and deep into my throat. I very carefully drag my teeth as I slide my mouth off your throbbing meat. I practically growl at you when I say, this is mine. I bathe your balls with my tongue, taking one into my mouth and sucking on it. I roll it with my tongue, savoring the taste of your flesh before releasing you. These are mine too. I give your ass a harsh slap with each answer. Ah! Who do you belong to? Me. How much of you is mine? All of you. Who owns you, Jack? I own you and no one else. You will wear my teeth marks with pride. Everyone who sees them will know that you are mine. Any woman you could dare show this flesh to that I own will know that it's mine. I arch my back and I toy with myself in front of you as I pull your dick back to my lips. I flick my tongue around the head of your cock before I suckle it. I take more and more of you into my mouth, painfully slow. I caress the underside of your shaft with my tongue as I glide across until I draw you to the hilt. I shove my fingers inside of myself roughly, forcing a loud moan out of me to cause my throat to vibrate around your manhood. I continue finger-fucking myself as I slam you deep in my throat over and over. I gag and moan, keeping it up even after your testicles are soaked in my saliva. I do not stop until you are tense and on the brink of spilling your load down my throat. I catch my breath and let slip a giggle as I squeeze and toy with your dick even though you're on the edge. That's my good, strong boy. You do not come until your mistress tells you to, do you? No, of course you would never disappoint your beloved mistress. Because whose orgasm comes first? Mine. Whose orgasm do you cherish most? Mine. Who would you bring across the threshold over and over again if it meant you were not allowed to yourself? Me. Good boy. Tell me how much you want this, I ask as I take my hand from my hot, drooling pussy and smear my cum across your lips. Beg for it. Plead with me. Confess not just how badly you need to finish. Say to me who is the only one you need to come for. Who is the only one you live to release into? Who spends every waking moment wanting to be worthy enough to unleash his seed into her golden pussy? Come to me now. Your mistress has ached enough. I'm going to sheath that sword of yours. You will come when I tell you to, and not a moment sooner. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel me so good. Do not dare be gentle. Fuck me. Hard. I slap your ass and growl. Harder. Fuck me. Fuck me like you want it to hurt. Fuck me like you're angry with me. Oh, the way you grab my hips, your fingers digging in, feels so good. It feels so right, baby. Your cock stretches me every way I want. I feel you as you're going to split me in half, and I cannot get enough of it. Your crashing against my cervix is such a satisfying hurt. Oh, pound that pussy. Ravage me like an insane beast. Oh, oh. Oh, I'm gonna come harder, harder, harder. Yes, I cry as my whole body contorts. My pussy clenches down on you, wringing your cock as you keep smashing it so deep into me. Such a good boy. Every crash against me drags my orgasm out, leaving me half out of my mind and writhing underneath you. I rock my hips, my body begging for more and more. I haven't forgotten you, though, my lovely Jack. I teased you and brought you so close before making you please me. You need to finish so badly, don't you? Say thank you. Thank me for giving you the honor of this pussy. Tell me how you want to empty your balls so deep inside me. Oh, fuck, that is so hot. Say it once more. Oh, you're bringing me again. Say it louder. Yes. Oh, come with me. Oh, paint my inner walls white. Oh, I want to overflow with your cum. Oh, I feel it. Oh, I feel every spurt hitting me, and it's glorious. Oh, it shoves me across the threshold, and I climax harder, clinging to you and screaming. My nails dig into your back as I am rocked by spasm after spasm. My starving cunt milks your cock for every last drop of your delicious cum. When the countless waves subside, we lie together, panting, covered in sweat and juices. You thank your mistress as you should. Good boy, Jack.